Episode 3269, Get a Grip on Grace.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Happy, happy day. I hope you're ready for something extraordinary because God has something for you, for your heart specifically. So lean in a little bit more, get a grip on grace. For those of you who are brand new to Creature Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already even had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to creaturenow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, how much are you running around trying to catch yourself from falling, attempting to escape mistakes or relationships or even success? And in all that, who do you see in the mirror? Get a grip on grace, my friend, because we are only a few days into the new year and already I hear people complaining about what they can't do, where they can't go, and who they can't find. They seem to be struggling with the roller coaster of life, yet they're not looking to make any changes. At least that's what their actions show. And they keep getting on the same amusement ride, that roller coaster, searching for that magic key. They want something they don't have. But unfortunately, many who continue to live this life, find themselves exhausted, frustrated, depressed, and anxious, all because of what they don't have. However, today, I want to invite you to the table. I want you to sit with me for a moment and not let distractions get in the way. This is your divine appointment to hear exactly what God wants you to hear, but you have to slow down to speed up. When you look in the mirror, who do you see? And I want you to be honest, brutally honest with yourself. Do you see a person who is trying to live a life for everyone else with little to give back to herself? Do you see a person who has tired eyes and a heavy heart that pants for rest, but can't find any time? Do you see a person who wants more than where they're at, but has absolutely no idea where to stop in order to start again? God did not create you in his image to destroy the hope he gave you through his son, Jesus Christ. God did not create you to run ragged, only to put yourself in a corner that you can't escape. God did not create you to look in the mirror and see yourself. God created you so you could see his reflection. My friend, get a grip on grace. God wants you to see him in you, but the crazy thing is that you're too busy. Or maybe you're just too in debt, you're too distracted, you're too consumed by the world, you're too fill in the blank. God desires for you to know him and to glorify him. That is your divine purpose. But unfortunately, we see our lives through the lens of the world, and that's where the missteps begin. You judge yourself critically, not giving yourself the grace that God extends to you every day. You run yourself ragged, hoping to get noticed when God sees you. You fight battles alone because you haven't invited God into your army. Get a grip on grace. You know, I was singing the song Amazing Grace in the shower this morning, thinking about my dear friend who is walking his last steps of greatness here on earth. Thankfully, the water soothed my tears as they fell from my eyes. Some things just have no words. All you can do is hold them close to your heart and in your heart and deeper in your soul. But one thing my dear friend Dan Miller taught me is to be still and know that I am God. That comes from Psalm 46, verse 10. And it wasn't with his words or his teachings. It wasn't his paycheck. It wasn't the people he hung out with. It was simply him living. Living a life that showed him how to get a grip on grace. Where are you, my friend? As you sit at the table, what are you struggling with? Like, really? What's the heartache you're facing right now? Where's the pain coming from? Where do you wish that something was different? Give it to God. Don't try to hold it close and think you can do everything by yourself. Go deeper with God and get a grip on grace, the only grace that can give you freedom. Because most of the time we're just searching in all the wrong places. We're searching in this nook and this cranny. And we're thinking that, man, if we just kind of stuff here and stuff there, buy stuff here and buy stuff there, eventually I'll find the magic solution. The one thing that will give me the freedom, the one thing that will make me happy, the one thing that will heal the hurt, the one thing that will take this pain away, the one thing is God. And we forget it so quickly. We go to church on Sundays. Sometimes we show up on Wednesdays, midweek. We even volunteer. We lead worship, or we lead Sunday school, or we have a life group, and we act like we've got it all together, but the one time we don't is when we see ourselves in the mirror. Get a grip on grace. God's got everything you need. Now, I'm not saying that you just, you know, can sit back and God's going to like live your life for you. No. You have to take aim. Action ignites motivation. You have to be out there and do. You have to be willing to say, yep, I'm walking through that door. And if it slams me in the face, guess what? It's okay. I walk through it. Get a grip on grace. God is going to give it to me. It's going to be okay. I was reading a Facebook post from one of my good friends. She's an author. She's been on here multiple times. And she works with Zondervan, Christy Cameron. And she wrote on there that she went to work out and she fell when she was working out on a treadmill. But worse, in my opinion, is that she was walking out of the gym and fell in front of all the first-time goers coming back to the gym for the New Year's resolutions. Like, I'm going to get my life together. And here she falls flat on her face. But guess what? She's got the most beautiful grace anybody can have. She's got God's grace. Doesn't matter that she fell on her face. I mean, yeah, for a moment, she probably felt a little bit of shame and like, oh my gosh, I can't believe how many people are looking at me. Maybe there were only 10, but it probably felt like 5,000. Remember, Jesus fed the 5,000 with the loaves and the fish? My friend, he can take something of little and make it plentiful. But for some reason, we think we got to have it all. So let me ask you again, where are you? As you sit at the table, what are you struggling with? And maybe it's something small. It doesn't have to be earth-shattering. Even though I know so many people right now are struggling big time. My prayer list, oh, I wish it was shorter. I really, really do. I mean, it's already long because I have a big family. But I add everybody else that I'm praying for. It literally takes me all day. I pray all day long, all the time, because that much CRAP is happening in the world. A shooting at the school. Why? A new year. Why do we have to start out like that? A little small town in Iowa. Why is it that we still have to gripe about, oh, are you left? Are you right? With politics, why is it that you don't even want to talk to your own family members because of something that happened 25, 30 years ago? Get a grip on grace. The only grace that can give you freedom is God's grace. And that doesn't mean you'll have all the answers in a snap or by morning. It means that when you look at yourself in the mirror, you will see a little more of God and a little less of you. Go in peace. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.